Hello everyone, this is Kasamilan Podcast, and in this episode I would like to create a small or short review for the match between Cagliari and Milan. Yeah, the match itself turned to be favorable for Milan, where Milan took the important 3 points from Cagliari's home, which always been a difficult match, especially Cagliari under the experienced coach Claudio Ranieri. Yeah, as I told in the match preview, Cagliari may play with low blocks and three defenders, but on the pitch they usually put 5 up to 6 players only on the penalty box. Yeah, the score 3-1 for Milan. Cagliari scored first through Zito Lufumbo, but Milan scored 3 by Okafor, and then Tomori and Loftus-Cheek. Yeah, it's a good result. Yeah, provided that Inter lost against Sassuolo at home. Yeah, a brilliant goal by Domenico Berardi, as always. Yeah, so now Milan has the same point as Inter at the first spot. Yeah, and we should continue to progress like this. As I told you in the match preview, yeah, Cagliari may play with 3 defense. Yeah, one of them Alberto Dossena, yeah, the tall Italian defender. Alongside him are the Polish defender, I forgot the name, and also the Greek defender, I also forgot his name. But the midfield consists of Ibrahim Sulemana, and then Antoine Mukumbo and Nahita Nandes, and the wide area contained by Gabriel Zappa on the right and Tommaso Augello on the left, and Lufumbo play alongside Andrea Petagna up front. While Milan, for the first time I guess, Yasin Adli played since the beginning as a starter. He replaced Rade Krunic, who got injured. And Theo Hernandez also returned to the starting 11. Calabria hasn't returned yet, so Florenzi took his place. Malik Chow and Tomori, as usual. Marcos Portillo still play. It looks like Pioli didn't want to risk Mike Maignan, even though he already trained with the group. And Reinders with Loftus-Cheek also play, and then Christian Pulisic play on Leao's place, and Samuel Chukwueze played on the right, and Noah Okafor took Olivier Giroud place, who's getting his rest. Yeah. This match itself, especially in the first minutes, frantic pace. The game played with a quick tempo, high intensity. Both teams tried to score a quick goal. Yeah, Tijani Reinders got his first effort, but it was narrowly wide. Yeah, and then Yasin Adli couldn't control the ball, intercepted by Nandes, who passed the ball to the Lufumbo, and Lufumbo finished with a thumping left foot finish, and Sportiello, nothing he could do about that. But after that, Yasin Adli played very well. Yeah, even before the goal, Adli already shown that he's got a greater vision, a greater passing range. Yeah. During his 60 minutes play, he's got more than 95% passing accuracy, and he's got 8 out of 9 long ball accuracy, which very good. Yeah, he provided more certainty, and he proved to be one of the best performer, I guess. Yeah, although he didn't create a goal, or he didn't score, and he caused the goal by Cagliari, but overall he played very good. Yeah, and I hope that he can find a continuity after this, and he improved his defense as well and his physical. Yeah, Milan, they didn't panic. Yeah, they still play their game. Yeah, they, although Cagliari play a long block, low block and quick counterattack. Yeah, but Milan stay calm in possession. They circulated the ball very well, very smooth. Yeah, and finally they got the equalizing goal after Adli passed the ball to Reinders ran through the defense and he passes to Christian Pulisic. Pulisic get past one player and he get crosses to the goal mouth. Radunovic couldn't catch the ball well and it fell to Okafor, who calmly finished his first ever goal for Milan. Yeah, and then Milan keep pushing, keep pressing, trying to score. They created so many, including one of them, Theo Hernandez effort, who got fingertips by the Cagliari's goalkeeper Radunovic. Yeah, and Okafor's effort also saved by the goalkeeper, the Serbian goalkeeper, or also some of the Chukwueze's effort, who blazed over the bar, and some of the Reinders and Pulisic's effort got blocked by the defense. Yeah, Cagliari put so many players on the penalty box, sometimes six, sometimes five. On the goal scored by Okafor, you can see the replay. There are six players on the penalty box. Yeah. Yeah, but Milan managed to score. Yeah. Yeah, that was good. And when the first half almost over, Milan got the corner kick. Adli passed the ball to Reinders, who ran through the defense until the touchline. He provided the cross, the low cross. Radunovic couldn't stop that, and the ball fell to Tomori, who slotted the ball pass to the goal. And this is the first goal by Tomori this season. And Milan closed the first half elegantly, and they play comfortably in the beginning of second half. But Cagliari put some more of pressure as they play their strikers like Shomurodov and Deyola also play, and they created a threat through Lufumbo. It's a great player, Lufumbo, actually. But when Milan put their counter-attack, Pulisic got the ball. He got his cross blocked by the defense, but he saw Loftus-Cheek in a wide-open position. He passed the ball to Loftus-Cheek, and the Englishman make the long-range shot to end Cagliari's battle. Yeah, the shot practically ends Cagliari's good battle. Yeah, and it provides more calmness to Milan, and then Milan put Leao, and then they play Luca Romero and also Pobega and Yunus Musa, yeah, to replace Adli, Reinders, Chukwueze, and Pulisic. Okafor played 90 minutes. Bartesaghi also played to replace Theo Hernandez. Yeah, it was a good game. Milan played very well to unlock the low blocks. Yeah, they circulate the ball well. The approach of the game is very good. They didn't panic when they conceded early. Yeah, they didn't affected by the home side's crowd. Yeah, and actually, in conclusion, they play very well. They created so many chances, converted three among them. Yeah, it was a positive result. Nobody gets injured. Yeah, only Loftus-Cheek caught by a yellow card. Yeah, got yellow carded by the referee after he tackled Lufumbo. Yeah, aside of that, I think it's a well-deserved win for Milan. They have to face Lazio on the weekend. It's going to be a tough match between Pioli and Sarri, and Lazio looking for a win. Yeah, and I think Milan should be more focused on the next game, game by game. Yeah, the job well done against Verona, now against Cagliari and against Lazio. I believe Milan can also put their continuity to the track to give pressure to Inter Milan and perform better in the Champions League. And I hope that until December, all the targets have acquired, such as qualify from the group stage of Champions League and stay in the top position in Serie A. Yeah, and then we can think about another thing, yeah, such as additional player or something else in the winter market, whether the management would like to interrupt during the winter market. We don't know that yet, but still it's a good sign, although the team has been criticized heavily after the defeat on the derby and the draw against Newcastle United, but they responded quite well, quite positively. The bench players also perform very well. Yeah, the new players adapt quickly. Reinders already one of the key midfielders. Loftus-Cheek already scored and provide assists. Also Pulisic and Chukwueze, a little bit more playing time. I think he's gonna be okay. Yeah, he's gonna contribute both goals and assist. And also Okafor with a different kind of style with Olivier Giroud, he could provide well. And also Luka Jovic, he didn't play yesterday, but he struggled to find his match rhythm, his ideal physical condition. And let's hope that he also will contribute with some of important goals. Yeah. I guess this is it. Yeah, Ranieri put some of good battles. He changed the formation from 3 into 4 defenses. He put 3 attackers. He tried to make an equalizer. Yeah, he didn't play passively, but he actively creating. Yeah, which is good. The game is it's a better game rather than the Verona game. Yeah, honestly. Yeah, I guess this is it, and I think I've conveyed all my message, all my review in this channel enough. Yeah, and see you again on the next match. Bye.